Hello and welcome to the Man Panel. This is year two for this amazing event that helps you to have important insights into the hearts and minds of men so that you can enjoy loving, happy, successful interactions and relationships with men. And I'm so excited that you're here. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant Johnson, and I have with us today a first-time guest, and I'd like to welcome him, and that is Mike Goldstein. Welcome, Mike.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being here, and thanks for your enthusiasm and for your passion for the work that you do. And before we get started in what I know is going to be a juicy and fun conversation, I want to let the ladies know just a little bit more about you. So Mike Goldstein is a one-on-one dating coach, founder of Easy Dating Coach, and he helps men and women make dating and relationships simple. He's been featured on the Today Show, the Star Ledger, Reader's Digest, and Shape Magazine. 83% of Mike's clients enter relationships during coaching, and he currently has 100% client satisfaction. He's also an online dating expert who uses data from multiple major online dating sites to ensure his clients typically only need to meet 6 to 8 people to find someone to consider exclusivity with. Well, that sounds great, Mike, and welcome once again.
Thank you, man. That was a mouthful. I might need to rewrite that.
That was a mouthful, but not nearly as much of a mouthful as some introductions here. So our topic of conversation today is really going to be juicy, and we're going to be talking about when men love you, why do they pull away, which is a huge question that so many women have out there. And the second part of our conversation will be how women can be irresistible. So, Mike, before we jump into all of that, why don't you tell us just a little bit more about yourself personally and how you came to do this work that you're doing in the world now?
Yes, I would love to. So about 10 years ago or so, I was in a very happy relationship. I thought I was going to get married to the girl, the woman. And unfortunately, she started cheating on me with one of my very good friends.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was devastated. I was literally crying my eyes out for about 3 months straight. And finally, I picked myself up. I started reading everything around dating relationships. And finally, I'm like, wow, I know why she had to look outside a relationship. I wasn't doing X right. And so that was like, wow, I need to, you know, get better at this. So I started reading everything imaginable. I finally got, I built an online dating methodology. I started helping my friends. I got 6 of them married. And then they were like, wow, you should start charging money and start a company. So I did many years ago. Then I started working with some of the online dating companies where they were sending me their data because they're like, oh my God, you're getting 83% of your clients into relationships. We should back this up with some data. So that was very exciting. Then we got on the Today Show, started writing for Star Ledger and Reader's Digest and a lot of other publications. And now it's really taken off.
Yeah. So it sounds like you, like many of us that are in this work, came to do this work in part because of your own pain and because of your own journey and trying to figure it out for yourself. I myself had a very long and winding journey to love and became a first-time bride at age 43. So I know a little about that myself. I always say I shot myself in the foot so many times, it's a wonder I could walk, right?
Absolutely.
Like if I would have known then what I know now, wow, I could have saved myself a lot of heartache. So back to this big question that we brought up in the introduction of your topic here today. There's a lot of confusion around this because it feels to a lot of women like men give mixed signals. Now, men may say the same thing about women, but we're talking to women today. So we're talking about women who, for the most part, are interacting from a dating perspective with men. So men sometimes are perceived as being confusing to women because they might seem really into her in the beginning, or they might have a really great first date or first couple of dates, and then he might pull away, or it might even seem like he disappears. And this makes women just go out of their minds, pull out their hair, makes us crazy. So tell us a little bit more about this phenomenon, why it happens, and what we should know about that.
That's a great question. And I think the why is something that I can't fully answer because I'd have to know the individual guy. But the good news is there is a universal response that is always going to work with a guy. So let me explain men before I give you the universal response a little bit. So think about the prehistoric days, you know, dinosaurs, and men were hunting and women were at home taking care of the household. So men, when they went hunting and they were with their group of other men, they're like, okay, everyone be quiet because we don't want to scare the deer away or whatever we're hunting. And so men are very used to not needing to talk very much. And so when they disappear, you know, it's kind of like they get their alone time, they get their independence. So men are really craving that independence versus women, they crave support. And like if we look at prehistoric days, women, if they got sick and they didn't have any girlfriends, well, guess what? No one's taking care of you. No one's getting you food. No one's washing your clothes. No one's helping you. So you're in trouble. So women needed to find that support system. And men really appreciated not talking as much. So in regards to men disappearing, what you need to do is very simple. Do absolutely nothing. Don't talk to them. Don't text them. Don't call them. You have the best job on the planet. Don't do anything. But since like this may drive you crazy, you're like, man, I really like this guy. Like, where'd he go? Like, go do something fun. Go hang out with your girlfriends. Go to the gym. You know, go get work done. Go get your nails done. Whatever is fun for you, go do. And then eventually when he's ready, he's going to come back. And now I know, ladies, that can be a little bit frustrating, but literally you will get the best response possible out of a man that way. And I guess if you've only been on a few dates and he never comes back, well, lucky you, you got to find out this early and now you can go pursue some other men because obviously every lady watching this is a hot commodity. So there's going to be options and abundance for all the ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a magic phrase that I use in coaching my clients that is right in sync with what you just said, Mike, and that is, when in doubt, wait it out.
So, absolutely.
Because that saves a woman from sending that late night text that she wishes she hadn't sent. We've all done this, you know, we've all done something, and after we've done it, we're just cringing and going, oh, wish I hadn't done that. And so if we have that mantra, when in doubt, wait it out, it saves us a lot of times from doing those cringe-worthy things that we do when we're feeling anxious and not secure and confident and comfortable. And I like what you said about going out there and doing something that is fun, joyful, brings you satisfaction, and that allows us to focus on something else than obsessing over what a man may or may not be doing in the moment, right?
Absolutely. That's great, Michelle. And I love your little phrase. That's easy to remember.
Yeah. It makes it real simple. When in doubt, wait it out. I even have a YouTube video out there where I talk about this called something like, what to do if he doesn't call? Because that's a question that we're asked so often by women, what to do if he doesn't call. So there's this idea of a woman being irresistible to men that you put in your topic title here. First of all, what does that really mean when you say that? I mean, it might seem obvious, but women might be saying, well, I don't really feel like I'm irresistible to anybody. That seems like a big word, right? First of all. And then how can a woman be irresistible?
I love that. Way to clarify. Sorry about that. Can we edit that out?
Someone's Mr. Right is calling right now, right? Looking for the right woman.
Absolutely. All right. Awesome. All right. So what does irresistible mean? So the way I look at it is like sometimes when you're out and about and you look at, you see a woman. You see a woman and everyone is gravitating towards her. Like, so there's like maybe a few men around her and they are just vying for her time. because they must, they need to talk to her. And so maybe our viewers don't have that vivacious and irresistible personality, but there are ways that every woman can do this on their dates and make a man feel amazing. And so what I'm looking to do is teach women how men are just, the man in their life is going to gravitate towards them and want to do everything in their power to make her happy. So that's how I define irresistible.
Okay, great. And so how can a woman be that irresistible kind of woman? Give us some ideas or some tips or examples.
Yeah. So this needs to be super simple so that everyone can do it. So I broke it into two words. First, you need to make him feel needed. And second, you need to appreciate him. So very, very simple stuff. So for example, like if you've got something in a high up shelf, hey, would you mind getting that for me? And then, you know, he goes and he grabs it for you. And you go, Mike, you are the strongest and most amazing man on the planet. Like, thank you so much for getting this for me. And then I'm kind of like, what do you mean? I just grabbed something. Like, what's the big deal? Like, was that wasn't hard, but it was amazing because she gave me such appreciation for some easy, easy task. And so now I'm thinking, wow, this woman must be pretty easy to make happy. And if she's easy to make happy, I feel confident that I could do this for the rest of my life. She'll be happy. If we spend the next 80 years together, you know, she's going to be a happy woman. I'm going to be a happy man, happy wife, happy life. And if I can accomplish this, then we can stay together forever. So it's as simple as that.
Okay. So needed and appreciated.
Yes.
So here's a distinction, Mike. Sometimes when women hear the word needed or need, that can be a bit of a turn off, or they feel a little nervous about that, because no woman and no man for that matter wants to come across as needy. So there's this distinction, right, between having needs and needing someone. We all have needs as human beings, and being needy, right?
Yes. So you're right. There's basically two N words that are interesting in dating. There's needed and nagging, and they can be very, very, very different. So you want to avoid nagging. So if you go like, oh, when are you going to get that thing out of the drawer for me? That's nagging. Like, oh my God, it's been 2 days. You still haven't got it for me. But if it's like, would you grab that for me, please? Or if you ask in a great way, like, you would be the most amazing man on the planet if you would, you know, schedule a dinner date for us sometime. And if he cares about you, this is a great way to find out where you stand a little bit too. Like, so maybe your relationship's got a little stale and you haven't went on dates in a while. You would make me so happy if you take us on a date. And if he cares about you, at some point he's going to take you out on a date. Then you go on the date and it's like, wow, this is amazing. This is the best salmon I've ever had. And you're so fantastic. But if he doesn't take you, then, you know, that's not the best sign. Because you made it so simple. Like, you'd make me literally the happiest woman on the planet if you would just, you know, take me out to dinner sometime.
Yeah. And along with those physical things, or like, having a man take a woman out on a date, I think there are other things a woman can do that could make a man feel needed and valuable, like asking his advice or asking his opinion on something and then really listening. That's a key, really listening to what he has to say and then appreciating his point of view. Sometimes, you know, my husband is an attorney and he's a CPA, so he has a different brain than mine, not only because he's a man, but because of he's very left brain. He's very logical, where I'm more of an emotional, creative, right-brained kind of person. And so it's interesting, when I ask his opinion on things, he can sometimes give a very succinct and clear answer that helps me to see something about whatever I was thinking about or asking advice about in a whole different way. It's very valuable to me, and it's different than what my mind or my brain would have likely come up with. And so when I ask his advice or opinion and then really listen to what he has to say and express that appreciation, that's just another example of how he feels needed. He is needed. And I can express my appreciation to him.
Absolutely. I love that you added that part, because that's another amazing way to make a man feel needed, is if you ask for advice. And then when he gives it, giving him that appreciation, that's perfect. Men love, everyone loves to give advice and then have it listened to. The one caveat to this is if you do it over and over again and ask for the advice, and even though you appreciate him, if you don't implement his advice, he's going to get very frustrated. So be careful that if he does give you the advice, you occasionally or predominantly, you need to actually implement on the advice he gave you, or he's going to be like, I don't want to do this again. Like, I'm not going to tell you what to do. And then you never do it. He's going to get frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be a way of showing that you valued what he had to offer. And that there might be times when you have a different perspective or a different point of view, but valuing his perspective and at least considering it in the equation is really important, I think, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, not every time your man gives you advice is it going to be the route you want to go. But yes, giving him that appreciation and valuing it and be like, wow, you know, I never thought of it that way. And that's really amazing, amazing way to do it. And that might be the option I go with.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I think of this sometimes as women, and you can give the male perspective on this, Mike, but I'm going to put it out there from my perspective. I think sometimes we don't recognize as women the power that we have to really inspire a man into his best version of himself. And this is not, we're not talking about manipulation here, because this is a win-win scenario where everybody gets to win. And he gets to feel really good about what he's doing, and you get to feel good about having some of your needs met. But I think of it sometimes as being like, if we're going to use a sports analogy, since you're a guy, this will work for you, hopefully. I sometimes think of it as like the woman is like the guard on the basketball court. You know, she's dribbling, she's moving the ball down the court, but then she's going to toss that ball to the forward. He's going to be able to dunk the ball and make the shot. In other words, I think we can really set our men up for success, and that can really be part of our power that we sometimes forget that we have to inspire them and bring out the very best in them. What would you say about that?
I think that's perfect. You know, it's beautiful that you put it into like a basketball analogy. So my man brain can accept this. but yeah, I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal. Like women, it's great because like, let's give an example of, for example, like a woman, or you live together and you've got one, wall of the bathroom that needs painting, and any woman could go and paint it herself. But how much better would it be if you could go to your guy and be like, man, you'd make me the happiest woman ever if you'd paint this wall for me. And then while he's painting, and it's going to take him like 20 minutes as a small wall, and you go, oh, my, and then the woman goes, oh, my God, you look so sexy painting. Like, I can't wait to get my hands on you, you know, once you're done. And he feels great because it's like, ah, oh, did something, feel good, I accomplished something. So it's beautiful.
Well, you know what? I love what you just added to that equation too, because you built in a little bit of a fun reward into this whole equation as well. And this, I think, is another nuance of what we're talking about here, of how women can inspire and bring out the best in a man, and that we oftentimes forget that power. Part of that can be building in some incentive or a reward that makes it more fun for him, even to, so he gets not only the verbal reward, but he gets something fun or something to look forward to at the end of what he's doing, like, for example, painting the wall. I love that you built in that reward piece, right? The, wow, you're so sexy. That's going to make him feel good in the moment. And then, can't wait to get my hands on you after you're done. He's thinking, wow, there is like big reward in this. I mean, talk about incentive to want to please his woman, right?
I mean, absolutely. And when I say like put, you know, I can't wait to get my hands on you, that doesn't necessarily mean sex. But what it does mean is at the end of it, it's like, oh my God, like you're amazing. You're so strong and you're so sexy. And I can't believe you did this painting for me. You're fantastic. Like you are the best boyfriend on the planet. And what's even potentially better than the sex is actually the affirmation that, you know, he's a good boyfriend and he's doing a good job. Because men do not want to feel like they stink at this. And we very well might not be great at it, but as long as our woman's telling us we're doing good, that's going to encourage us to get better and keep, you know, up with the effort on trying to make her happy and trying to please her.
Yeah, I think it goes along with this recent study that I saw, and I apologize, I can't cite the study from memory, but it was a study done on why people stay with or leave their jobs, their careers or jobs. And it was talking about how more people left over not feeling appreciated, seen, acknowledged, then left over the salary or the money side of things. And I think the same thing applies to relationships. I think more relationships deteriorate because of that not feeling seen, appreciated, acknowledged than any other thing.
Yeah, that's spot on. And that's a great way to relate it to work. And yeah, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. So this idea of appreciation, let's revisit this just a little bit. This idea of appreciation, why would you say, if we can try to understand this deeper, why do you think that's such a big deal for men? Because there are some women who may be listening to this that are going, oh, brother, I've taken out the trash, you know, the last 10 times, and now you're telling me I'm supposed to make a big deal out of it when he does something around the house and appreciate him for taking out the trash when maybe that should seem like it's his job anyway. I mean, you know what I mean? There's like this little bit of a cynicism or this little bit of a, oh, please, this seems kind of patronizing that can come into a woman's mind, perhaps, as we're having this conversation. So let's understand a little bit more deeply the why it's so important.
So I guess probably the easiest way to relate it is to explain how women want to feel. And then this is literally the exact way men want to feel. So women want to feel special and they want a guy to provide a ton of effort. And if he's like, you know, asking her out to dinner, taking her out, maybe bring her flowers and pulling her chair out, helping her with her coat, picking up the bill, you know, maybe ordering for her if she wants him to, you know, remembering that she likes a special wine and he orders it for her. You know, after remembering that she loves 16 Handles and they go there and then they walk on the waterfront and just all these little nuances and then telling her that she's beautiful and that she's the most gorgeous woman he's ever seen in his entire life. And she can light up and be like, man, I feel special to him and I feel good about myself. Well, we get that exact same feeling through appreciation. So if on the flip side, a woman said like, hey, Mike, like your hair, it really looks good. And I'd be like, all right, cool. Like, thanks. Like I gelled it, whatever. Thank you. And I'd be like, all right, whatever. But if we get appreciation for the things that we do, this is when we light up. So like if we go to that dinner and you have the best salmon of your life and you go, oh my God, this is the most magnificent restaurant I've ever been to. And I love this salmon. I'm going to be like, oh, it's almost as if I like built the restaurant and I cooked the salmon. Like, I feel like I've accomplished, I've pleased my woman. So I guess to answer your question, the why is like our whole thing is taking care of our woman and being the man and you know, even if it's like protecting her from ourselves and not saying anything to make her feel bad. But this is what, you know, our life revolves around is getting our appreciation and knowing our woman's happy with us. That's really all we care about. And if a woman gives us that appreciation, we're going to light up. We're never going to want to leave her side. That's irresistible, is knowing that, you know, I can keep this woman happy for her whole life. I need to gravitate towards her the way she makes me feel. Like, Mike, you are the best advice on the planet. I'm like, man, I got to hang out with her more often. I love that stuff. Sorry, I don't know if I really explained why, but I kind of went around.
Yeah, so I think part of what you're saying, if we can recap on this, is that men get satisfaction by doing, by their actions, by what they have to offer, by what they have to provide, as long as it is recognized, acknowledged, and appreciated. And I actually really think that's a big part of how men fall in love, is by that, by those actions, by doing, as they invest into a relationship, into getting to know a woman, putting that effort and that intention and that energy into it. I think it's a part of how a man starts to feel into it, is by taking those actions, and that can in part open his heart to this woman in a romantic way. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, I mean, that's spot on. Like, if I had to do practically nothing to get a girl interested in me, I'd be like, all right, that was easy, I'm bored. Like, let me go on to the next one. Mm-hmm. But if I have to, like, for example, my current girlfriend, like on our second or third date, I planned, or third, or whatever it was, I planned a weekend away, and I made sure we did all these fun things. Like we did, whitewater rafting. And then we had like a romantic dinner out at this very fancy restaurant. And then I forget what other activity we did, but weekend away in this beautiful area, countryside, you know, had a pool to swim in, and just did all these different things to make sure that she felt special. And because she appreciated it, and then I had to do all that work, you know, it was something meaningful to me that this wasn't just, you know, some random girl where I, you know, we went out and got a coffee. No, this is me putting an effort and then getting appreciation and then, you know, falling for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think this is, something that, again, a woman, if she recognizes that power that she has to inspire the right guy, and she creates that opportunity and that opening for him, the right guy is going to step into that and is going to put that effort and that intention into it, as long as he knows that he's going to be appreciated and that his effort is going to be valued. And so that's part of this power that we don't always recognize that we have. And it's important also for women to recognize that, especially in the early stages, if we start doing that heavy lifting, if we start being the one that puts in all the effort and intention, or a lot of it, it can actually de-incentivize a man from doing it, right? Because like you said, you're like, well, my work here is done.
Yeah, I mean, that's a massive, massive turnoff. And it's so counterintuitive, because you're like, man, I really like this guy. Like, I'm going to go do some stuff to make him feel special. And then you do the stuff, and all of a sudden, like, he disappears. And, you know, he's just massively turned off. So you're totally right. Like, the key is actually, and a really confident woman, ask for things that she could probably do herself, but ask the guy, like, would you do this for me? And then appreciates him. That's kind of the beauty. And it's beautiful too, because a woman feels taken care of, and it's nice. Like, all right, finally, I don't have to paint this wall. The guy's doing it. Like, this is great. Like, I'm just going to relax and take care of myself. And it's nice that finally someone's taking care of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think this is really valuable. And I think you hit on something there too, which is that even if as a woman, you really like a guy, it's important to remember that what you might feel inclined to do to let him know that you like him might not be the most effective thing intuitively. So in other words, he's likely to appreciate you asking for what you want and then allowing him to do it and then appreciating him for it, then for you to like ask him out and plan it and do something like that for him. Sure, there's time for that reciprocation and that give and take once you're into a relationship, but if you step into that role too fast or too early, it can really de-incentivize a man. And then it can kind of stop that, what might have been that natural progression that he might have followed. And so sometimes we have to just allow the time and space to see if that's going to happen with a particular guy. And that can be hard for a woman, particularly a woman that's been out there making it happen and focusing on the next big thing in her career or other aspects of her life.
Yeah, I mean, that's perfect. I would say, like, so there's a lot of women that want to be super proactive about their dating life, and they're like, well, I'm just going to sit back. There must be something I can do. And so what I would say to that woman, and really any woman, is let's say you go on an amazing first date and you're like, wow, that was good. That's okay to tell him. At the end of the date, you can be like, I had the best time ever on this date. I really hope I get to see you again. And then you walk out, you're gone. You don't text them. You don't call them. You don't do anything. No smoke signals, nothing. No Facebook. And then if he texts you and calls you and invites you on the second date, awesome. And you did your job to perfection because you were like, man, that was a great date. And that's something you can do to reassure him, like, all right, this girl is into me, but I still got to go pursue her and I got to go make this happen. I got to do some effort. And so if he decides to step up and ask you on a second date, boom. And happy news is he's not afraid of being rejected. You told him that, you know, he's going to get that second date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you created that opening and that space for him to step into it. And I also like what you said about leaving that date on a high note, but almost leaving it where maybe you leave it with him wanting just a little bit more. Again, not to be manipulative, but you want to leave things on a high note. It's kind of like going to a concert. You know, they might have an encore number, but typically at the end of the concert, if you really like the artist or the group, you're left kind of thinking, wow, I could have listened to them all night, or I could have listened to that artist all night. But you want to just kind of leave it on that high note. And if you had a great time, let him know that. Let him know you'd love to see him again, but also walk away, leave that space, and then leave that space for him to make that next move toward you.
Absolutely.
I'm using a lot of analogies in my conversation with you, Mike. I don't really know where all this is coming from, but
I love it. It's making it so much easier for me to visualize and understand. Like, this is easy. I like what you're putting down here.
That's great. Well, so now I know that your free gift is going to be really valuable for our ladies, because this whole thing around texting, I know for a lot of the women on these events, you know, texting may not have even been a thing when they were doing dating years and years ago. And even if texting has been a thing for a while and it's used so much as a source of communication, it's confusing for women as far as the whole texting game in dating. And so I know your free gift pertains to texting. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, I would love to. Thank you. So my free gift to everybody is how to text men during the day, what to do and what not to do. And little spoiler alert, it's very easy and you don't have much to do. And so it's really simple. And what I'm also even more excited about is, I know I was rambling on about God knows what on this interview. After you opt into the how to text, there's another sheet that'll allow you to have a 15-minute conversation with me over the phone. And what I love about this is you literally can ask me anything under the sun. I'm an open book. I'm ready to talk about anything. I might even be as excited as I am on this interview, on that phone call. And it's going to be awesome. And I will help you as much as I can in those 15 minutes. And really exciting stuff. We'll talk about whatever you want. And I hope I get to talk to all of you.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. And thank you for your generosity and the wisdom and advice that you've shared and your enthusiasm and passion for the topic. And ladies, you can get Mike's free gift by clicking on the link right below the video or audio that you're watching or listening from. And be sure to pick that up, because I know we've just barely scratched the surface of what Mike has to share. And I know you'll want to stay connected with him. So, Mike, before we wrap up for today, Thank you so much for being here. But I want to give you a chance to also just leave us with one last little parting bit of wisdom or advice.
I want to talk about the needed appreciated a little bit more. So if we remember, like, so my girlfriend who I now live with, and she's irresistible by all means. So I wanted to impress her on that third date. But what got me to the point there, what got me to, like, you know, I really need to impress her, is on the second date, I did just like a normal date. We went to the beach. And, you know, maybe I wouldn't suggest that actually for most men, because, you know, that's not much clothing and she made me feel uncomfortable. But anyway, I did it and I pulled it off. So anyway, second date, we go to the beach and then we go get a drink at, you know, this really nice fancy hotel on the water. Then we go to the pool, blah, blah, blah. It was a fun date. So we're walking back to my car and she goes to me, "Mike, this was the best date I've ever been on in my entire life." And I'm like, "What? What do you mean? Like, we just went to the beach. Like, that was no big deal." She's like, "No, this is the best date of my entire life." I was like, "Okay." So at that exact moment, I swear to you, not until that moment, all of a sudden a light bulb went off in my head and I'm like, "Oh man, I better start taking this girl seriously, because if she's this easy to make happy, like, this is something I'm excited about and this is something I want to pursue." And that's why on the third date, I'm like, "All right, how am I going to impress this girl even more, this woman? Like, I need to step it up and I want to pull it out and I want to get that compliment again." And so that's when I did this whole vacation away, hotel, like everything fancy, nice. It was beautiful and kind of met our personality that we like to do outdoorsy stuff. Boom. So then I kept trying to one-up myself so that I could court her and impress her and make her feel comfortable on our dates and get a chance to know her. And so my thing for women is if you're having fun, don't be afraid to tell them. Men love appreciation. And if go over the top, like, you see how I talk, like, go big, say it's the best date of your life. If it's, it really is, like, have big adjectives and make him feel like he literally is the greatest guy on the planet. And when you do that, he's going to take you extremely seriously and he's going to see you as a potential life partner.
Yeah. Yeah. I like your passion. And of course we want things to be sincere, but also when we can put a little enthusiasm behind it, it really does make a big difference, right?
It makes all the difference. You know, if she would have just said, like, "Hey Mike, this was a fun date," I'd be like, "All right, cool." But when she said it was the best date of her life, like, I like double taped, and that's when things change. So if you really do have fun on these dates and you can be genuine about it and you can be over the top in your compliments and mean it, do so, because you're going to get big results.
Yeah. I want to say too, Mike, you've set a high bar for the guys out there with that third date. You know, the women are like imagining this amazing date that you planned. You set a high bar for those guys out there.
Don't worry. These guys will top me. I'm not worried.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your participation and for this conversation, Mike. I know it will be valuable to many women. And ladies, I also want to thank you for being here with us, because the fact that you're here is a compliment to you, because it means that you care about having an amazing life and amazing love in your life. And that is our intention, to help support you on that journey through this series. So in addition to picking up Mike's free gift, also be sure to scroll down on the page and check out the VIP package, or you can also go to themanpanel.com/VIP. And we hope to see you on more of the event. Bye-bye for now.